Hello and welcome to the Gua Sha Show, helping you get the best results out of Gua Sha and Eastern medicine for the face and the body. I'm your host, Clive Whittam, and every week we explore the world of Gua Sha to help you use and understand this great technique with research and stories and guests and useful tips. So let's get straight into this episode and let's look at facial Gua Sha for the area under your eyes. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of season 2 of the Gua Sha Show. And today we're exploring under your eyes and how to approach this area with facial Gua Sha. And I'm going to show you how a little of the right knowledge can transform how you understand and treat the face. So the most common facial features under your eyes that people often would like treatment on are eye bags and dark rings. And of course, they're very common. They might range from having a few too many late nights to a permanent feature. And this really depends on what's happening in your body and what stage you are in life. So when you get eye bags and dark rings, what's technically happening to your eye area? In the case of eye bags, it will be the case of fluid accumulating in the lower eye area, giving it a swollen appearance. There can also be a weakening of the skin, which allows it to sag, and it's also possible for the fat pad, which supports your eyes, to slip into this loose area. With dark rings, you're usually seeing the superficial capillaries below the skin, and because the light wavelengths which show through the subcutaneous tissue are limited, you mainly see blue or purple colour. A temporary increase in blood volume can make these more visible. And the skin in this area is naturally thin. And when it gets even thinner with age, for example, these colours might be more pronounced. So what causes these two conditions? Let me start by giving you the standard reasons. So ageing is the biggest one. And aging creates a lack of collagen, and collagen provides the structure to connective tissue, and elastin, which gives resilience and elasticity to the skin. And when there is less of these two, then the skin becomes weaker. And another cause which is often cited is problem sleeping. And the idea is that when you sleep, fluids settle in the tissue beneath your eyes. Another idea is allergies and sinus problems, which might cause swelling in the tissue in your sinus, which can appear as puffiness under your eyes. Another one might be eating certain types of foods. So for example, foods with lots of salt. And the idea is that your body retains fluid when you eat salty foods. Another one might be not removing makeup at night because it can irritate the tissue beneath your eyes and causing it to swell. And another one is too much sun, and that would damage skin cells and the collagen that would keep the skin holding all of the area beneath your eye together. And the last one is some kind of genetic or inherited condition, which either people have permanent or they're prone to have under eye bags because it runs within their family. So what can you do? Well, lots of people opt for some kind of procedure. And the procedures out there are something like the following. So you might get dermal fillers, which is when they inject material into your cheeks and under your eyes to smooth it out. So in effect, you build around the eye bags to camouflage them. And this kind of procedure doesn't have a long shelf life. It lasts like six months to a year. Another procedure you might have is to get laser resurfacing, which removes the surface layers of the skin in the under eye area with a laser. Or perhaps you can do it with chemicals using a chemical peel, which dissolves old skin cells. So both of these, again, are more temporary solutions. So the only real permanent solution is a drastic one, and that's a lower eyelid lift, where the fat in the lower eye area is readjusted and the muscle and skin are tightened to create a smooth appearance. But we're not interested in these solutions. We're interested in a natural solution for the area under your eye, and this is where facial gua sha fits in. So let's now give you a more advanced idea of what's happening in the under eye area, and we can see what causes them in a slightly different way. This will then make it easier for us to know how to treat them. So, two things are important: the circulation system and your musculature. With the circulation system, we can use the sophisticated system of Chinese medicine channels to understand what's feeding each area of the face with minerals and nutrients and fresh blood that it needs. So this is gua sha, and if we were to ignore this aspect, then you're not doing facial gua sha, you're doing face scraping, which is something completely different. If you go and check any Chinese medicine channel chart, which you can find anywhere on the internet, you'll see that the stomach channel starts right under your eye. In fact, it doesn't, but that's the image you'll probably find. It actually begins in between your eyes and then comes down. But it does influence the under eye area. So immediately we know that this area is connected to the stomach channel. And if you look at the chart, you'll see that the stomach channel goes all the way down the front of your body, down to your toes. It also passes directly through the stomach and the pancreas. So just from this knowledge, take a guess at what might be behind the accumulation of fluids under the eye. Yes, your stomach and your digestion. Now, these might not be on the chart that you're looking at, as they're deep from the torso upwards, but the liver and the heart channels come up the body and through the eye area. It's the heart channel which is interesting here, because it shows us one of the connections to dark circles, which you might not have realized. You'll find the heart channel on the inside of your arm, and then it disappears into the body through your armpit. It's actually part of the same channel as the kidney. In fact, they are two parts of the same channel. One of them on the arm, that's the heart, and the other one on the leg, well, that's the kidney. But together, they're actually one channel, which has a different name called the Shaoyin. So how about if I told you that dark circles can be related to the functioning of the adrenal or kidney system, and that includes water metabolism, respiration, and the storage of substances in the body? Well, that would make sense with this direct connection between the heart coming up to the lower eye area and the connection with the kidney channel. So basically, the darker the dark rings are, the more disturbed this kidney system is. So just with this basic circulation knowledge, we know that the stomach, liver, or the kidney channels might be involved in any issue below your eyes and might need to be treated in order to make the necessary changes on the face. Now let's have a look at the muscles or ligaments and tendons, because that's another area. Now, if you have a look at the eye area, and if we took away the skin underneath, there's a large muscle around the eye. It's called the orbicularis oculi. It looks a bit like a big donut, because in the middle there's a hole and that's where your eye is. Now, the orbicularis oculi is part of two muscle chains. Now, the upper part of the muscle is associated with the bladder channel, which goes over your head and down your back. And the lower part of the orbicularis oculi muscle is the stomach muscle chain. Now, these muscle chains are in the level of the muscles, not deep in the body like I was talking about with the channels, which are more where the blood vessels are. And so these are more superficial. And so this means that in regards to the lower part of the orbicularis oculi, which is the stomach muscle, that there's a connection between the large muscles which go all the way down the front of your body, including those on your face and on your chest, coming to your abdomen and over your thighs, that's the quadriceps, and down to your toes. So if you think about it, the lower eye area muscle structures are connected with other muscle structures in the front of the body. So if there are disorders in any of these muscles, perhaps there was some injury, or perhaps there's some pain or obstruction, they could, in theory, obstruct the smooth flow of blood and minerals and nutrients to or from the lower eye area. So, if I were to tell you that you need to treat the tight area in your thigh in order to help the accumulation of liquids beneath your eye, I hope that you see some sense into it. It isn't some random instruction that I'm giving you. It's an acknowledgement of how the body is put together. Now, I can't explain how this works in great detail within the confines of this podcast, but when you move your body in any direction, a group of muscles are needed in order to stabilize the body as it moves. It's these groups of muscles that the ancient Chinese worked out and which have been confirmed as remarkably accurate with modern anatomical investigations. And these are the ones I'm referring to. And so the stomach muscle chain is related to any forward movements, and the bladder muscle chain is related to any backwards movements. And that's the basic idea of how these groups have come about. So you've got eye bags or dark circles under your eyes. What do you do about it in terms of facial gua sha? Well, the obvious place to start is with local treatment, of course. And this would be in the orbicularis oculi area and the muscle above and beneath the eyes and in the cheek area. It's a very sensitive area and great care has to be taken not to damage the skin beneath your eyes. It's very thin, and nor to get too close or to accidentally touch the eyeball with a tool. So these strokes are outwards away from the midline, and the best way to treat is to follow a simple plan. Now, the easiest thing is to get hold of a copy of either the first or revised edition of my facial gua sha book, and you'll see my protocol for treating under the eyes. It's called Facial Gua Sha, a step-by-step guide to a natural facelift. And the front cover has a close-up of my wife holding a tool. Now, the revised edition came out this year, but both editions contain this protocol. Now, a common suggestion you might come across is to apply a cold compress on your eye area when you have puffiness of the eye or accumulation of fluids. But watch out with this. Applying something cold presumes the presence of heat and inflammation. Now, suppose there isn't heat and inflammation. In fact, there often isn't. So what happens when something gets cold? Well, it contracts. This is what cold does. So rather than the vasodilating action of heat, cold is going to have the opposite reaction. Now, you might remember being told that you had to put ice on an injury. And you may be familiar with the abbreviation RICE, R-I-C-E, which is rest, ice, compression, and elevation, which is what you're supposed to do when someone has an injury. But you may not be aware that even Dr. Gabe Merkin, who is the former assistant professor of the University of Maryland, the man who actually introduced the whole concept of RICE, he no longer recommends it and even goes as far to say that there's data that shows it actually delays healing. So you don't go straight to the ice pack and make an area cold without good reason. An alternative is often to try warmth. A warm eye pack will actually increase the local temperature in the tissue and so aid in the circulation of blood. So it could be hot or it could be cold, but which one you put on depends on the presence of heat. If there's no heat, why do you want to constrict the area with cold? So we know there's a strong relationship to the stomach. So apart from local treatment on the face, treatment on digestion might be needed. So this can mean treating the tight areas of the stomach channel or any channel which is related to it, like the pancreas or the large intestine, or on the mid to lower back in the stomach area. Now, this is also featured in my holographic gua sha book, which looks at the different areas on your back and how you could use gua sha on them. And the stomach area is one of these important areas. Also, other areas to consider would be the kidney channel, which is on the leg, the heart channel, which is on the arm, and the liver channel, which is on the leg too, and also the bladder channel, which is heavily implicated in any issue with the area of the orbicularis oculi muscle. Now, that would be over the head, down the neck, down the back, and down the back of the legs. So this is how you might see one small problem on the face within the context of the whole body. And I'm going to finish the podcast with a translated quote that I read from the Professional Traditional Chinese Medicine Committee of Gua Sha, which is part of the China Folk Medicine Research and Development Association of Chinese Medicine in China. And the quote is this: "A woman is like a flower, and the flower is a beautiful and vibrant face. The channel is like a stem, which is a trickle that transports blood and qi. The organ is like a root, and the root is the original source of all things." And that was connecting everything, which is how facial guasha should be done. All of the links from today's show are in the show notes on clivewoodham.com. And if you want to delve deeper into facial guasha, take a look at my Ecology in Motion courses at the Koromebi Institute. And trust me, you'll be blown away by the concepts and ideas that I've squeezed into these courses. And there's a lot of information about facial guasha. In fact, the level 2 is just devoted to facial guasha and exploring all of the ideas in today's podcast, but even deeper than this. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can check out the show notes at clivewoodham.com/guasha show. You'll also find loads of free videos and information. And if you need more help with guasha, definitely check out my online courses at the Komorebi Institute. I'll include the link in the show notes too. Talk to you soon.